Northern California's only native turtle is in danger. In an effort to keep the northern western pond turtle from dying off, the Fresno Chaffee Zoo is involved in a repopulation program with the Association of Zoos and Aquariums Save Animals from Extinction program. To learn more about these reptiles, FM89's reporter Ezra David Romero visited the zoo and chatted with reptile keeper Dustin Piontek.
Dustin, thanks for joining me. Tell me about these western pond turtles.
As of right now, we have about 20 to 30 on site right now, and they are a species of special concern. So that's an animal that we are monitoring out in the wild in California. So in Oregon and Washington, they are a protected species and endangered species, but California, they are a species of special concern. So if that were to raise up, then that would change kind of what our procedures are for what we're going to do as far as relocation, that kind of stuff. But as of right now, we have 20 to 30, and they are a smaller pond turtle, so California's only native pond turtle. We say native because there are a lot of non-native species that have been reintroduced into this area, or introduced, not reintroduced. So the animals such as the red-eared slider, which is a common pet turtle, and then even bullfrogs. American bullfrogs can get pretty big, and they have a special taste for these little guys, too. So those really affect these guys in a negative way. Red-eared sliders get a lot bigger than them, and they tend to be more aggressive, too. So they kind of fit into that niche that they're trying to take over. So
if I were out in the wild on a hike or something, where would I find these guys?
Any kind of wetland, water of any kind. So rivers, streams, ponds, bogs, any kind of body of water that has kind of logs laying in above the surface where they can bask is really good habitat for them. And sometimes they'll travel long distances to get to the perfect area for them. Because a lot of these obviously gets really hot here in California, so some of the wetlands will dry up and they'll have to either bury themselves in the mud or move to another body of water.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about these turtles. What do they look like if for someone who's never seen one?
Sure, they can be kind of pretty in a way if you look close enough. They have kind of speckled yellow and olive colors to them. The males will often, especially you'll see them when they're adults, will have a lighter colored throat. And that you can't really see until they're 10 plus years old. But they have nice markings on their neck with different spots. Obviously, you'll be able to tell them from any other pond turtle, mostly because they're smaller and the other pond turtles are going to have that red marking on the side of their head. Those are the real common ones, the red-eared sliders. So there's also soft-shell turtles and snapping turtles that have been introduced to the state. But as far as what animals you'll see basking, it's going to be these kind of turtles.
So what are the problems that these turtles are facing?
Well, for a long time, they were actually eaten. They were, like, apparently, Americans had a taste for turtle food, for turtles. And so for at least 100 years ago or more, a lot of them would be removed from the wild because of that. That has changed, so most of it now is habitat. So draining of wetlands for agriculture. And also, like I said, the introduction of invasive species, where you know they compete for them for resources. So those are the main ones.
So invasive species and things like that are eating them.
Yeah, they're eating them and then taking their place and eating their food as well. Too, those non-native turtles are eating a lot of the frog. I mean, they'll eat tadpoles, insects, frogs, and roots of different aquatic plants. So if there's a bigger turtle around, it's going to get more of that food.
So they're being pushed out.
Yeah, exactly.
Essentially.
Yeah.
So their problem is being eaten all around the soil.
Yeah, they're kind of being attacked by a lot of different sources, and a lot of people think that they need our help if they see them on the roads, too. Like I said, they do travel long distances, and so oftentimes roads will be intersecting all their areas. So people will stop and then get out of their car and want to move them or touch them with the good intentions, or even take them into a wildlife rehabilitation. But the best thing that you can do, really, is just to leave them alone. You can take them off the road in the direction that they were headed, but oftentimes any kind of disturbance will cause them to abandon, maybe if they're laying eggs nearby, or if they're looking for a suitable habitat, it could just kind of stress them and kind of disorient them. So just leave them alone.
Are western pond turtles native to this area?
Yeah, yep. They're all over the west coast, all the way up to Canada, actually. Definitely in the valley you can find them. They are a native pond turtle and a native species overall. So the zoo wants to sometimes invest, in local animals. And so there's a lot of animals that we're looking to get involved with more. And this is one of them for sure.
Yeah, it's part of this larger repopulation plan.
Yeah, yeah, and trying to follow their genetics and have really strong offspring. You know, there are other zoos as well, such as the Oregon Zoo, that are releasing them into the wild as well. So,
have any of these been relocated?
Not right now. No, no, no. So, these were all hatched out on site. So right now we're just letting them grow up, make sure they're nice and healthy. You can't really relocate them at this time because they're too small. Those bullfrogs will get them. Usually you have to wait at least 4 to 5, possibly more years. They kind of grow slowly.
So a bullfrog will eat these guys?
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, they look like...
They're pretty big, but yeah, bullfrogs get pretty big, and they have a huge mouth, and they'll kind of shove in anything they can fit in. So they've been been seen eating birds and things like that, too,
wow.
Which is kind of strange. They're voracious predators, for sure.
So if I'm a kid and I hear this interview, will my parents be able to take me to see these turtles?
At this moment, we don't have them on exhibit, but who knows what the future will hold for these little guys. There is a possibility of having a pond in the future where people can come and see this awesome tortoises, or turtles.
Why are turtles important to this greater ecosystem here in California?
Well, they play an important role. Their eggs will be eaten by a lot of mammals. They actually eat a lot of pests and will eat mosquito larvae when they're really tiny. And who likes mosquitoes? And leeches and small worms and tadpoles and things like that. So they help control other populations. And they're also an important food source, like I said. And people typically just like to enjoy and see turtles basking on logs. It's kind of a cool thing to see. Just their behavior, so as an educational experience too.
Do you have any idea how many of these guys are left in the wild?
No idea.
You just know that they're on this endangered.
Yeah, all the information leads to the fact that their numbers are decreasing in California. And so more studies need to happen to kind of get a better grasp about what exactly is happening to their numbers. But
So tell me about the turtles you have here. I understand there are 17 adults.
20 to 30. We have quite a few. Yeah.
I understand there's some mystery around these turtles and their habits and things like that. Can
yeah.
you talk about that?
Sure. They are kind of elusive, and there's still being research done on them as far as what they're doing exactly during the winter when it gets too cold. They have the ability to get to bury themselves in mud and actually go through a whole season kind of almost falling asleep, but it's not like a true hibernation, because if it warms up, they could wake up. Also, when they do lay their eggs, the eggs will go through a period where they will not hatch. They'll just stay in the egg for better conditions. So if it rains more and loosens up the dirt, those eggs have a mechanism, and not a whole lot is known about exactly how that happens. So that's kind of a cool thing. But
so you might see that here.
Yeah, exactly. Incubating them. Obviously, we make the conditions right for them. We want them all to succeed, so they hatch pretty quickly. But in the wild, when times are really tough, they can actually go a long time without hatching.
It sounds like these turtles' greatest foes were always humans in some sense.
Well, that's a major concern right now, is that release again of those pet turtles, and then people trying to bother them in their environment. Yeah, I guess I would agree with that. People are the major negative effects on these guys.
Sure. Can I hold one of these guys?
Yeah. Let's take this cute little guy here.
Oh my gosh, it's so cute.
So he's probably only 2 or 3 years old at this point.
Oh, he's 2 or 3 years old, yeah. And he's only like 2 or 3 inches?
Yeah, 1.5 maybe. Yeah, and they grow really slowly, like I said, so we give them a lot of food here, a lot of variety. We have an insect day, we have a fish day, and then we have like a turtle chow that they make, actually. So they get a wide variety, and that's to encourage their growth. And they do have a really long tail, too. You'll see that. It's compared to the rest of them. A lot of the other pond turtles will have much shorter tails.
How big will this turtle get?
They're not a very big turtle, about 5 to 7 inches, so not very big at all. And the males will be a little bit, or easier to tell the difference with that yellow neck, too.
We've been talking with Dustin Piontek. He's a reptile keeper at the Fresno Chaffee Zoo.